Next item is Clay Road Holding LLC, conditional use number 1416, revised site plan on Road 269.
This is a request to revise the site plan for the addition of two 36,000-gallon underground propane storage tanks. The conditional use was approved for bulk propane storage on November 27th of 2001 with two conditions. Those conditions are the area around the proposed propane storage tank shall be fenced and bumpered, subject to the approval of the State Fire Marshal Office, and that the site plan shall be subject to review and approval by the Commission. On the revision, there's an existing building that would be removed, and the two tanks would be added in that area. The tanks are located within the existing fenced-in area, and the staff is questioning if an amended conditional use application is required. We provided you a copy of the site plan, the application, or the conditions made reference to the number permitted.
Was that stipulation written by Mr. Hickman years ago? He used that word bumpered instead of buffered.
This was Mr. Lynch.
Oh, Mr. Lynch did that.
That was Mr. Lynch.
That was Mr. Lynch.
Yeah, you're right. It was Mr. Lynch.
It was a bumper.
This is across from George Sherman's maintenance yard. Is that correct? George Sherman Court?
Not exactly.
No?
It's, how would you describe it, where it is? It's in that vicinity.
It's in that vicinity. Further down the road, we had the...
it's across...
The electrician that wanted...
Almost right across from there that we turned down.
Yeah.
Weren't there some new Denrec above and below ground regulations since 2001?
It was a Part E site, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah, it was originally.
Years ago.
Trying to get a little bit.
The question is that the conditional use didn't specify a number of tanks.
Right.
It says tanks, plural.
All propane storage.
I think that's consistent with how the commission's looked at that. If there was
if there's one or ten, it really is. It's propane. So I don't see a problem with it.
On the original site plan, did they designate? They're going to do away with the building and put the tanks where that is.
Remove that building and put the two tanks in that location. There's an existing conditions and a proposed.
That's shown on
that site plan.
And this is for final. They'd have to come back with all agency approvals, and
unless usually you let the staff.
Well, right. Going to Mr.
That'll speak to the issue of any additional regulation, sure, because they'll catch it going through.
I'm sure that they've made their, application, but it's not on the site plan.
Yeah.
It is on the site plan that it conforms to the Fire Marshal's Office, but it's not on the site plan that it conforms to the new Denrec regs. And I'm sure they've gone through that process. But
well, they would almost have to, or Denrec.
I don't see how they would ever get the permit to put
them
in. They
would never get a permit to do it otherwise.
But,
yeah.
Well, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
My concern would be what if any additional traffic would result from the addition of the tanks, and whether that would create a hazardous condition on Clay Road, which is currently a road I think that is in dire need of improvement, but nowhere to go, given the deep ditches and the houses that are built right on top of the road. So given that we turned down the one applicant for a business location across the street, it does raise some concerns on my part. Albeit I understand that there was no specification as to the number of tanks that were permitted, and that we did have a project up in the Milford area where we granted additional tanks to that area, but that was in a more remote section that certainly didn't have the same concerns I might have for this area.
You're talking about Route 1 and Slaughter Beach, right?
The Route 1 Slaughter Beach. I mean, that was obviously in a isolated area versus this is a heavily traveled road, and it's only going to get worse.
I would say, Mike, that with the closing of the Delaware refinery and that propane storage facility, there's a a need for additional propane storage. I mean, just to have some safety nets.
I can't imagine that the traffic increase is going to be, I mean, it's going to create more, maybe more gas truck trip traffic. But beyond that, I don't think it's going to impact the, you know, it's not going to bring a lot of additional cars or anything. I think it's going to be minimal. But the point's well taken about Clay Road, is that DLDOT's got something they need to address there.
But they wouldn't have to go through any approvals.
Well, I may or may not be so. I don't know how they would.
Whenever you expand a site, DLDOT wants to look at the site again.
I think they would.
They may grant them just a letter of no objection to the use of the existing entrance.
I think they'll have to ask, because it does constitute, in the way DLDOT would define an expansion, it does constitute that, I think. So.
Do you know how many gallons are stored there now? Is it doubling the size?
I think there's a representative here if you want to hear from him.
Well, we're doing that just so you know what the code says.
30,000.
There you go.
Site plan.
In terms of a change to the extent of the land use for a conditional use, it doesn't require a public hearing. It can be approved by the commission at a regular meeting. If it's not in conflict with the specific requirements of the chapter, it doesn't change the general character or content of the approved plan or use. I mean, it's gas storage.
Okay.
It doesn't apply to a condition like we talked about. It has no appreciable effect on adjoining or surrounding property. Does not result in any substantial change of major external access points. Does not decrease the minimum yards or open spaces, you know, that type of thing.
Did nobody ask you to come up here?
He's just stretching his legs. Not a long meeting.
Come on up here. Introduce yourself for the record, young man, and let's see if we can't get a question or two answered.
Sure. For the record, Zach Kraut from Davis Bowen and Friedel. And you know how much I love coming up here and talking with you gentlemen, so I just I had to make my way up here. But basically, I mean, as far as traffic, this is just to eliminate the bulk storage trucks from coming here so often. Our clients would be more than happy, Forest Propane would be more than happy to put a letter together stating that, you know, there might be one or two more trips, but you're not a significant amount of traffic. They'll be willing to put that in writing. But if you want us to get something in Delta, I still don't have a problem in that either, because, I mean, it's going to be minimal, if anything.
If
it's just
fire marshal and DLDOT approve anyway.
Yeah, you've got to do all that with no, you don't anyway. So you don't. That's not our bailiwick.
There's just the one tank there right now, though. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. They just want to add two additional, and it's all. Remember, I mean, it's all regulated by a Public Service Commission. So to answer the questions about regulations and stuff like that, I mean, they still have to go through all that as well. So.
But each one of these tanks would be 36,000 gallons.
Yes.
Except for
two additional. There's an existing 30,000 gallon tank out there, and we're requesting a revised site plan to put two additional tanks, which will be 36,000 gallons apiece. So it'd be two additional tanks. So it'd be a total of 72,000 gallons additional. Because you got two tanks of 36 apiece.
Well, I recognize Mike's concern with the traffic, because that is a very, you know, as a tight road to begin with. There's five trucks parked there now. What would be the additional truck traffic?
There again, I mean, it's more the bulk comes from point A to point B, and it's so often where they're trying to eliminate that bulk from coming, you know, from point A to point B. So the more storage they have, that eliminates that bulk tanker going from point A to point B as many times. I mean, it's just for additional storage.
The tractor trailer.
Yes.
Basically.
So
service trucks will be the ones that are going in.
Could reduce some of the hazards on the road by having fewer big tank trucks.
That's correct. I mean, it's reducing the amount of tank trucks because you got more storage there than what's there now. But, I mean, however y'all want me to handle it, I'd be more than happy to do it. I mean, there again, I don't see it being an issue at all.
Do it right, that's true. Yeah. It's more efficient.
Anything else?
No. So the question chain is, do they need an amend it? The staff is questioning.
That's what we're asking you guys, but with it being a conditional use, you can approve.
Basically, do you want to send it back to a public hearing or not? I mean, that's what it boils down to.
You have the right to grant it as an amendment to the site plan, or you can make the call that you think it needs to go back to public hearing.
Because it's such an, the basis for that would be it's such an extensive, you'd have to find that it's such an extensive change in the use from what was originally approved, basically.
And that was a whole 10 of us submitting something in front of you tonight just to, because the, you know, the conditional use says stored, bulk storage facility. Well, you know, does that require, you know, a revision to the site plan or conditional use, because it's not really specified in the conditional use. So it's totally up to the board. I mean, it's just more for clarification than anything else.
Okay.
And it's not like you're adding something new to it. It's just a logical expansion of what's already there.
That's correct.
I'm prepared to make a motion.
Go ahead.
My motion is for approval of CU 1426 revised site plan on Road 269 for an additional 2 36-gallon underground propane.
36,000.
36,000 underground propane storage tanks.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Clay Road Holding LLC conditional use number 1426 revised site plan on Road 269 as stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.